All righty. Good morning. Wake up, you dumb sluts.
Oh, there it is.
There it is on a Monday. There it is. Might as well do it on a Monday. anyway.
Hey, kid, how you doing?
Doing good. It's Monday. Besides that, you know, my tooth is feeling a little bit better. Missing spot where my tooth once was is feeling a little better.
Have you tongued your hole yet?
Oh, dude, I tongued that gaping hole constantly. Good Lord.
Doesn't it feel weird? It's weird.
Yeah, it's starting to close up, though. It's pretty amazing how quick it does heal.
Your mouth, like twice as fast.
It's crazy. So yeah, it's almost there. I believe I got one more week until all the bone has like grown back, and then it'll like kind of fill in and everything. But yeah,
some weird things with it. Did you ever have braces?
No, never had braces. Never had braces.
I had braces when I was in middle school. When those things came off, man, I couldn't stop licking my teeth. God, so smooth.
Oh, so smooth. Oh, so smooth.
That's the same thing. I remember when I got my wisdom teeth pulled. I couldn't believe how big that effing hole was in my head.
I was very responsible with my tooth. Me being a little bit of a hypochondriac, a little bit like, oh, I don't want anything. I don't want to get the dry socket. I was very careful with it and everything. But now it's starting to get back to normal. Granted, I've been taking a lot of painkillers just to deal with it because it has been.
How much did you get for that tooth?
Not nearly as much as I thought. I thought the price went down a little bit. So, and technically it was two because they had to cut it in half. So I should have doubled my money, but I didn't.
So you put it under your pillow. Because here's the thing. When you're an adult, you don't make money. It ends up costing you like $2,000.
Yeah.
It's the complete opposite.
The tooth fairy was like, I don't know. You got to cough up some change here. Good news is, I don't know if I told you or not, they said I could get a gold tooth insert. So I'm very excited about that.
What up? We got Lil Brock over here.
I'm very excited.
Spitting some rhymes.
I look like Joe Pesci in Home Alone. Hiya, pal.
He's always smiling in slow motion. It's weird.
It's fantastic. It's just, I'll get a ding sound effect to play every time I smile. Ding, 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 ding. Anyway, I digress.
I wonder if you could get a tooth that does that. It's just got a little LED on it, and every time you smile, ding, it lights up.
It's 2020. I feel like something should be able to happen like that.
Ding.
I'll look into it. I'll look into it. See what we can find. So stupid. All right, let's get going here. We got to do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Well, for the second time this year, SpaceX has launched astronauts into orbit from the U.S. soil. The flight earlier this year was a test flight with two space explorers aboard. This year, three Americans and one Japanese astronaut are set for a full mission. The capsule named Resilience is set to remain docked at the International Space Station until the spring. The four brave souls aboard are set to officially dock at the space station later tonight. The launch was broadcast live on NASA TV. I think this is weird to me that it's just like, yeah, like, do you remember before it was such a huge deal when we'd launch spacecraft, but now you have a private company. All right. Mm-hmm. You have a private citizen launching people into space.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, man. I think there's a lot more stuff going on up there than we really know.
It's bananas to me. Like, it is literally just some rich guy. He was like, yeah, I got the money to send people. I can build my own rocket and send people into space.
Dude, not only am I building my own rocket to send people into space, that rocket is going to come back and land where it took off from.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yep.
You seen that video?
Yeah, dude. It's nuts. It almost doesn't even look real. It doesn't even look real. It looks like
CGI. It's played in reverse, you know? Yep. The first time I saw it, I'm like, eh.
But
is that played in reverse?
This is exciting for me, obviously, because this means we are one step closer to me banging some alien babes. So,
Jesus.
Can't wait.
I mean, dude, 2 weeks ago, we did a story on AT&T making a cell phone tower for the moon. You know, if that doesn't make you think for a second, like, wait, why do they need a cell phone tower for the moon?
What's going on up there? Special condoms in space. I wonder if that's, do they have space condoms?
You know what? There's probably enough people up there now where it's going to have to happen.
I'm just going
to
be raw dogging my way through the universe. It's going to be great. I'm sorry, what were you saying? I wasn't paying attention.
Your wiener is green. It's glowing.
I've never seen anything like that. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Raw dogging my way through space, through the universe.
Gangster, dude. Yeah, that is gangster.
Straight up. I'll have to explain to the alien babes what raw dogging is. But don't worry. Don't worry. I'm hoping that they're easy, you know.
Even them, they'll look at you and be like, nah, yeah. you look like one of those rough human beings.
Tell you what, that one black hole is not the only one I'm interested in, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be my pickup line.
Space.
We discovered a black hole, but turns out your mom was floating around in space.
Oh, no. Yes. Damn it.
Yes.
Lastly, hey, speaking of getting it on, a bad fatty diet can do more than screw up your heart. It can also screw up your manhood. New research has linked fatty diets to erectile dysfunction. Men who suffer from ED have a higher risk of heart disease and stroke, and diets full of red meat and processed foods isn't helping. The researchers suggest following the Mediterranean diet, which is rich in whole grains, vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts, and olive oil. They say it's much better for your heart and your part, if you will. So, I don't know.
So either eat a bunch of nuts and trail mix, or just take the blue pill and eat your burgers. And
see, we've combated that. So, Hunter, what if they said, a doctor said, you look, Hunter, if you eat another cheeseburger, your donger's not going to work ever again. Would you still eat the cheeseburger?
Oh, man. That's tough.
You know? I mean, we're both married. At one point, we're going to have to make that decision whether or not.
35 years old, I'm married.
Yeah, put it away.
You got that cheeseburger on you, Doc?
I mean, I'm talking like a nice big juicy cheeseburger. Yeah, exactly. We got to figure out where's the cheeseburger coming from, all right?
All right.
My old bag of a wife. It's fine. Give me the cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
Give me the cheeseburger.
Or wife. Cheeseburger?
You know what? I've never had a cheeseburger nag at me for not taking the trash out. So.
You're right.
All right. There you go. So we got we got black holes and non-working dongers.
Cheeseburger or wife. Cheeseburger. Hey, you know what? They're both processed meat.
Oh, jeez. That's your morning dump. God.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.